You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Expedient. Forget application refactoring or lift and shift. Get cloud right the first time with Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Cloud that works for your critical business applications. Disaster recovery that ensures your business stays up and running, and expertise from real people. Learn more at Expedient.com/wired. Health officials testify, South Korea confronts reinfection, and scientists face some hard questions. Here's what you should know. Four top health officials testified in front of the U.S. Senate Tuesday, with warnings from Dr. Anthony Fauci and others that the consequences could be really serious for states that reopen too soon. COVID-19 has killed more than 80,000 people in the U.S., but Fauci cautioned that the number is likely higher and could explode even further with premature reopenings. After many of South Korea's businesses reopened, a 29-year-old man visited five nightclubs in Seoul and partied with around 7,200 people. 5 days later, he would become the country's first local infection in 4 days. And now he's been linked to nearly 80 new COVID-19 cases. On Saturday, Seoul Mayor Park Won-soon ordered all bars and nightclubs closed indefinitely. Vaccines take a long time to make, but when one does arrive, it won't be immediately disseminated to the entire planet. Scientists will have to decide which groups get access to it first, weighing everything from death risk and how much public contact a person has to their likelihood of carrying the disease and underlying health conditions. Finally, here's today's one question. How is COVID-19 affecting the economy? From airlines to influencers, every industry will be changed by this pandemic. Those that have adapted quickly, whether by taking business online or placing robots on the assembly line, indicate that embracing technology may be necessary for survival. And for essential businesses, this crisis has spurred new conversations about workers' basic protections and benefits. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.